y'all.
Hey.
This is episode
73.
Yeah, Relationship Horror Stories Part 2. I'm Randy.
And I'm Mikey.
And this is Relationship Horror Stories Part 2. We did it backwards. Before we get started, y'all, we're really happy because this is the last episode.
Before our break.
Full episode. Mikey has an indie.
This is the last one.
He's going to drop his indie, don't worry. But this is our last one before our break. We'll be back December 8th, I believe.
Is that today? Is that the first Sunday in December?
It's the second. I was hoping that you would just go with it.
Got you. Yeah, December 8th. You can expect your first episode with us being back.
Yeah, so let's get into it. So we have birthdays, anniversary shout outs. We're going to do October, the rest of October and November, since we won't be here in November. And we don't want to leave our Patreon family out.
We're going to start off by shouting out our first, our favorite, Scorpio. I don't know which name to call her by. So I put all of them.
Nicole Ross. And her birthday is November 7th. Happy birthday, cuz.
Happy birthday.
And the second birthday we have is Ebony Tucker.
Happy birthday, Ebony. Her birthday
is November 27th. Happy birthday. And for anniversaries, we have October 28th, who's coming up very shortly because it is currently the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday, Nirvana Finley.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's nice.
And the first one, not the second one. I mean, your second one is also fine, Nirvana, but I like the first one. Randy's rolling her eyes at me a lot tonight. This is going to be an interesting episode.
And wait, did we say happy birthday? It's her anniversary. Jesus Christ.
Happy anniversary, Nirvana. Are you okay? You want some of my drink?
No.
It's a little bit of crying.
Happy anniversary, Nirvana Finley, October 28th. Congratulations, y'all. And happy anniversary to Ebony Tucker.
Woo.
Her anniversary is November 2nd. And she actually has a message for her husband.
And Randy's going to read it because she's better than me.
And the message says, Jamal, you are my absolute best friend, the calm to my storm, my protector, and the love of my life. I need you to know that you are divinely made for a special purpose on this earth. Despite the world's strategic plans to mentally and physically dismantle every ounce of pride you possess, you have and still are overcoming each obstacle with such grace and dignity. Without a doubt, you hail from the legacy of strong women and men. There are lots of things about you that are unique and straight up unmatchable. Please never doubt that I need you. No matter what happens on the outside, understand that I'm here to hold you in your moments of doubt. I am unapologetically rooting for you always, even when you cannot hear me. So, stand tall, baby. Back straight, chest out, chin up. You are a giant. You are beautiful. Never forget that. I love you, your fine-ass wife, Ebony.
God,
that was so sweet.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good one. And congratulations to you, too.
Congratulations. I believe they've been married for 6 years.
You got to keep her, Jamal.
I think that we said that. That was really kind. Thank you for sharing that message with us to share with him.
We appreciate it.
And I hope that he appreciates it, too. And we also have another anniversary. Lauren, her anniversary is November 7th. And finally, Sierra, her anniversary is November 24th.
So happy anniversary to you all. Yes. Celebrate. Do the most. Be safe.
Yes.
Try not to make any babies. It's very cliche to have babies at this time of year.
Please don't. It ain't going to be a Gemini. Just trying to help y'all out.
Is that where it lines up at?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Wait till December.
And also, thank y'all for your patronage. All right. As y'all know, we have an opening call to action. Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Rate us.
5 stars only, please.
5 stars only. And if you don't rate us 5 stars only, rate us and review us so we know why.
Or just don't rate us.
Or just don't. Just go find your people and find somebody that you believe is 5 stars and leave us alone.
Or you can send us a hate email at blackmillmare@gmail.com. Just keep it off our ratings.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, what are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, what are we?
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter,
@_the Chapmans.
Please leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
That's 770-750-4098.
Thank you. And if you do leave us a voicemail or an email, it will be played on this episode, just like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this really kind email after our episode, how Randy got her groove back, and it is from a listener. Her name is
Tracy Thomas.
All right, yes. Email from Tracy Thomas. And her email says, I just listened to the Randy's Got Her Groove Back episode and I almost ugly cried at work. I was so moved by your sharing and can relate so much to this experience of forgetting your intention and then feeling out of alignment because you forgot where you said you wanted to be headed. Mm. As a fellow writer, I am so inspired by you getting back in touch with your aim to write millions of books and to leave a legacy with your literature. You reminded me of my own intentions I disconnected from when I took my current job just to make sure bills were paid. Thank you both for being so generous with your journey. I appreciate you. I am so happy for you both, but particularly for you, Randy. It's so weird that I could walk past y'all on the street, but I feel a shared connection deeper than folks I've known for years. I've been considering starting a podcast with my husband to share our journey, but after listening to BMM, honestly, I just want to tell everyone to go listen to y'all. Also,
PS, I like that.
But I also like the idea of you having your podcast.
I do. I support that too.
P.S. I love that you talk about healing trauma and how much of an impact it has on every area of your lives. Remember, money trauma is a real thing. Girl, girl. So before y'all get these paychecks, make sure you plan your money so y'all can heal whatever trauma is there too. Two dope folks to check out with some budgeting financial planning tips. Hey Berna on IG and Tiffany the Budgetista Alec. Hope that helps. Okay, I'm gone for real this time. Blessings and more blessings to you both and baby Drew. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was such a kind email, and your money trauma comment was right on time because we scared.
That may need to be a whole episode.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's a good subject.
We do not want to be back in this situation.
We have no intention on doing so.
We have a consultation with the financial advisor coming up soon. And yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for your email and thank you for enjoying the episode. It was really fun to record and to have some good news and to be able to take a load off of Mikey.
And it was nice to celebrate my girl.
Thank you.
We had fun that afternoon.
Did we?
I did.
I think we slept. Did we have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that the day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, it was great. So we are about to get into this voice. Oh, Jesus Christ.
We have no voicemail for this because this is the Relationship Horror Stories episode, which features emails and voicemails from our listeners. So we're not going to bog you down with too many of them because we just want y'all to enjoy the foolishness that we are looking forward to hearing ourselves.
And we hope you enjoy.
Happy Halloween. Leave now while you still can.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
I've been a father since I was Happy Halloween, y'all.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Again, this is episode 73 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, Relationship Horror Stories Part 2. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selections of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM to get started today. If you need some book recommendations, I got you. The Wheel of Time series is a great series, so my mama says. And I'm going to start reading it too. They're also coming out with a show on Amazon, so get ahead of the curve and start reading the series. But again, you don't have to download these selections. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/BMM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free audiobook. Also, y'all, I didn't say Stephen King is obviously on the list.
You didn't have to put that in there.
Just saying, because Mikey's like, why are you saying Stephen King?
I wasn't saying it like that. I was just curious.
I know. I'm just teasing.
I love you.
Do you?
I do, and I enjoy being teased. Tease me, baby.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
In this episode, y'all, we're going to talk about your horror stories.
Woo!
We're really thankful that y'all wrote in because y'all played us last year. And it's okay.
We haven't got to that.
We're going to get to that.
But actually, real quick, I feel bad because I don't lie to you. And I don't want us to continue going with this podcast episode knowing that I lied to you.
I knew you were lying. What were you doing?
So prior to recording, I was typing something and Randy asked what I was typing. I noticed that there was a part on the notes where I forgot to fill in.
Oh, and you want me to say something because you've been doing that in your production notes and your job?
It was just that one small part.
And I was going to find it and say something?
Well, no, it's filled in now.
Right, but I was going to find it.
Yeah, but we paused for the thunder crack.
Because I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, nothing. But obviously you're doing something because I'm sitting in front of you watching you on your computer.
And we're going to wrap this up with some always appreciated PDA.
We had the fight or flight before the PDA, but yeah, Mikey, you're right. Y'all, we're tired, but we're so excited about this episode. Thank you all for writing in and voicemailing in and all this stuff. We really appreciate you. And yeah, so main topic, Mike.
Listener submitted horror stories.
Yes, y'all did.
All we did was ask y'all.
Multiple times.
A lot of times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, we want to hear from y'all. I think that relationship horror stories is just like, first of all, it's something that we made up. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be good if this was like a thing that we did every October.
Yeah.
So a little bit of backstory. Episode 27 was Relationship Horror Stories Part 1.
It was.
And I don't think anybody noticed.
No.
When we announced it, because there was no part 2.
No, right.
And so
it was embarrassing. It sat out there on the internet by itself because y'all was like, y'all ain't ready for my horror stories. I'ma hold it. Okay.
So we planned to do a part 2 that same month, but y'all hated us and y'all didn't give us anything so that we could give y'all some content. But here we are now, and you guys decided to give us some stories and we're really excited to read them and share them.
We are.
It only took a year later. So
only a year. But that's okay. Two. Y'all had to fill us out. We was only 27 episodes in.
And that's fine. It makes sense.
So we have part 2. We have some emails. We mm-hmm. have some voicemails. And then I had one horror story to share from the internet that I don't know if you heard about. And I wanted to share before we ended the episode.
Nah, what'd you have?
We can do it last.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. So you're so cute, Mikey. Y'all, he filling out the production notes.
I don't know what you're talking
as
about.
As we doing the episode.
Because we talked about it and...
And he didn't. So I'm about to take a job from you. Mikey's on the production notes since we started this podcast, y'all.
There was a lot of stuff happening. I had to move the table. You started hitting on me in the bedroom.
Did I? Because yeah. I remember that being...
Nope. Just put your hand in my pants.
But that's... Okay. So, we have a first email and Mikey's going to read because it was requested that he read it.
You want me to read the first one?
Yeah.
All right. And let's see, which one is it?
No, no, no!
This story is titled, In Need of Breakup Insurance, by Daryl. This was actually submitted by Daryl's wife. He said he would only submit it if I read it, so thank you for making me read, my name. Guess I'm going to go ahead and do it. All right, starts off like this. This crazy shit here. Oh, let's rewind. This crazy ass shit here. A little over 10 years ago, in my whore and glory days,
oh no,
I was 23, working, enjoying no kids, extra money. All the time. A phrase I haven't said in a while. I feel you. She was 32 and fine as hell. Funny and also no kids. We went everywhere and did everything. Traveled. We went on adventures, out to eat all the time, just having fun kicking it. I can already see where this is about to go left.
Yes, right.
And for almost a year, for almost a year and some change, life was great. Then all hell broke loose. That was in all caps. Her insecurity monster started to show its ugly face.
Oh, no.
Like how in Big Mouth, the hormone monster shows up to egg them on.
We got to watch this last season.
Out of nowhere, if my phone would make a noise and she was around, she would say, who is that?
Sound like she's doing some sketchy stuff.
If a female smiled too hard at me, or if I held the door open for a woman, she would let her whole ass show.
Oh, no.
Saying some stuff like, damn, are y'all fucking?
Type what? Shit. Oh, no.
We've all been there, man. Like, oh, man, I feel
fine. Have we all been there?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
I was at a loss and didn't really know what to do. You can't leave it because you're going to kill you. He ain't say that. That was just me. Now, in her defense, this would lead to a great anger banging.
Oh, no.
And sometimes I pour gas on the fire by antagonizing her some more.
Oh, no.
Yeah, been there too, my nigga.
That's how y'all got these two babies back to back. Go ahead.
I soon realized that this shit was going to get worse. We should probably part ways. She would flip out if she called and I didn't answer immediately or call her right back. Yeah, but it make the sex better. I had to cut it off, man. And so it began. We broke up and it was fine. We exchanged parting gifts, each other shit, had a farewell fuck.
Oh, no.
And my singledom started the next day. She seemed like she understood. So I didn't press it by making her feel bad. As a part of my whoring routine, and because I didn't always date wholesome women, I changed my locks, passcodes, thinking it was all good. Smart. Smart. Oh, no. Nigga.
And caps.
I was wrong like a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
This chick started randomly popping up in places I was at.
Oh, no.
With that funny running into you bullshit.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I can't.
Next thing I knew, I started to see her car outside my job.
Oh.
I would get random ass thinking of you gifts.
Oh.
I threw all that shit in the trash. And then the text started.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you change your locks and shit, nigga.
How you know?
You fucking new bitches now, nigga. That's exactly how she said it, too, when she wrote it. Oh, my God. This is too relatable. She was so charming that she called locksmith.
No!
Convinced that nigga she lived in my house and got his ass to open the door.
Oh, no.
And what made it worse... Well, I'm sorry. What made it worse was that she
was that?
Knew that my dog knew her.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just, oh, hey, where you been? She gave his ass a big bone to distract him and proceeded to fuck up my whole house.
The dog is a traitor ass dog.
Groot would these do the same dogs, shit. They don't
Groot,
care.
Groot would do the do exact same thing. That's why I tell you to put that bar on that door, because he would just let anybody.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't like the rest of the story. This bitch cut up my photos, threw my food away.
Not the food.
Took packages and set them on fire in the fireplace.
What you do to her? Nah.
I called the cops to file a report, and they laughed when I gave them her description. At the time, I was 6'4", 330. She was 5'3", 170. They ass is chuckling, writing this shit down as I'm talking. I didn't know what to do. I was super concerned because I had registered weapons in my crib. Luckily, none were missing. Luckily, nigga, shit. Ooh, this could have gone left. And she would threaten any potential new shawty.
Oh, no.
First of all.
Mikey. I mean, everybody.
We're going to take a moment right here to thank God that she did not find your guns. Because if she would have tacked on a body.
I'm still stuck on the dog
to your
bone.
Registered weapons.
She came prepared. How she know the locks was changed? She tried the key. My God.
And why would the locksmith not think that it was, if the
See,
dog
this
was locks cool?
Was either, you should have reported him. Because what the heck? Mikey, please.
She was charming.
No.
We all know that girl. I know that girl.
I'm sure you do.
I get you, my nigga. Oh, God.
Then.
Then. Then, nigga.
Oh, no.
She claimed we had a baby that I wasn't taking care of.
Oh, no.
We never had kids. She sent some thin line between love and hate message shit. That if she can't have me, no one can.
Oh, no.
Then I knew something had to be done. I called my realtor. Damn, nigga.
She made you move?
I called my realtor and put my house on the market. Got rid of my car. Stayed with a friend in the interim. Changed my cell number. And played shadow games. When a nigga say in the interim?
No, but like, he called the realtor and put his house on the market.
How you play shadow games with a new car? You start parking your car at other people's places and walking down the street from your car to your
he
house.
He said he got Good rid times. Of it.
I knew if we got into it, it would be my ass going to jail, despite filing the report and documenting everything she was doing, which is true. My mama would have been the only one trying to prove my innocence.
Oh my God.
Mm. This joint still fucks with me to this day.
Oh, no.
Later, someone told me she had lost her job and insurance around our breakup. So she couldn't take her bipolar medicine.
Oh, no.
That she kept hidden from me. Apparently, the person thought I knew about it. Like, I can't tell you what the lesson is other than to be careful. Hoes be wildin'. Meds should be free. Glad the woman I'm married to ain't crazy.
Lord Jesus.
Niggas need breakup insurance. Side note. I listen to more than just Mike's call to action. Thanks for reading my wife's email and giving her content we can relate to / discuss and tools to help us. I hope the story lives up to the expectation. Former hoes unite. Former hoes unite. I got a new friend.
Head hurts.
I have a new friend.
I just went on this whirlwind.
Latasha, can you please message us on Patreon and give Daryl my number?
She's not on Patreon, babe.
That's fine. Latasha, join Patreon. And then just give Daryl my
text
number.
Me, Latasha, or send an email because you're so extra.
Reach me.
We can just respond to the email, babe.
We have to be friends.
Oh my God. You do.
Former hoes unite.
We do need some friends, y'all, please. Like, we are not saying this lightly.
Former hoes unite. I feel you.
Maybe that can be the name of your
This
game.
Is all triggering.
First of all, that was so good.
Keep stammering. That was a good story.
I'm just really surprised. I'm not surprised.
Nah, let's break it down.
I don't want to. I don't want to. It's so much.
That is a horror story.
That is a horror story. Oh, we forgot to say again, the winner, the person who has the best horror story, and not to minimize y'all pain or like.
Well, maybe it'll help. I'm gonna send you a little bit of money for the best story that we pick from this one.
$20 from Mikey.
Did from both that? Of us. Fuck it, it's from me.
Thank you so much, Daryl.
That's a high bar.
Thank you, Natasha.
That's a high bar.
For sending it. That is, wow.
Daryl, thank you so much for the story, bro. I appreciate you.
Oh my God. That was perfect.
Shadow Games. This just took me back.
Wait, but he called the realtor. Did you get a dog away too? Or is it the same dog? What's the dog's name? I can't remember, Natasha. Don't kill me.
Randy. He was 23. And she was 32.
Too old. But she's also, this is also a lesson in just like mental health, as he said. And men should be free.
Which is a good point. Also, love the summary. I appreciate that. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, it's real.
It should be free.
Yeah. And people should take them. There's no shame. Come on, y'all. Health, wellness.
Also, for whoever's listening, social pads and tampons.
Listen, okay?
But that's all I got.
Social birth control without the copay.
That's true.
All right.
And vasectomies. Let's go.
And we and we have a voicemail we're about to play. So let's see what we got.
Okay. So let's just get into it. You know, for the sake of engagement, here's my horror story. So in undergrad, my junior year, I was staying in some off-campus apartments, and we had a new leasing agent or whatever, you know, one of them resident people who was staying in, he stayed in the apartment complex too. And it was a white boy, y'all. And so I ain't used to white boys or whatever. And so I was going to take one for the team. I was like, y'all, he look all foreign, had the green eyes and all of that or whatever. And so I was flirting with him for a couple of days and he was feeling it bad. So he invited me to his apartment and we were like chilling and stuff. We would mainly hang out in his living room or whatever. And so, you know, we got things popping off one night and y'all talk about regret, y'all. And y'all talk about penis sizes on this podcast. So I ain't even gonna sugarcoat it. It was literally the size of a baby carrot. A baby carrot, y'all. And keep in mind, this white boy is 6'5", big hands and feet. 6'5" now. And so the whole time I'm thinking, no, sis, like, no, like, this can't be it. I thought I picked the good one, you know, out of the group. I was like, out of all the white boys on Georgia Southern campus, this gonna be the one. I was wrong. Like, y'all. And so the only time I felt something was when he was, you know, getting it from the back. But that weren't even good. And you know, this Negro had the nerve to, when he came, y'all, slapped me on my ass, walked to his bedroom. But that ain't even the horrible part, y'all. So my first time going in his bedroom was to clean up after the session. I go in there, see a Confederate flag and a German flag. And I see pictures and it looked like these like old time soldiers and stuff. But it was him. Y'all, I picked the one white motherfucker who do reenactments for fun. So that's my horror story. And that's just one of them. You can keep my name in there. Fuck it. I hope I win $20. At least that'll give me some kind of, you know, relief from what I had to deal with. And this was 7 years ago, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Girl, oh, no. We are
absolutely
dying.
Not.
First of all, you no. had sex with a Nazi who reenacts. She won. I mean, that's the
second story.
Love
y'all. Shit get any better?
Can't y'all?
We gotta pay everybody. All right,
y'all. We poor. So come on, y'all. Can't do this good now.
She that said was, he was 6'5".
Oh, what a micro! Like that's what a.
So first of all, that part made me cringe, and then you repeated.
First
it.
Of all, she said she walked into. Did you make this up?
You this walked do sound into a little too the good room, to
and there was a Confederate flag.
Baby, you fast forwarding. First of all, did you feel something for real when he was behind
he
you?
He said from the. You must have a retro uterus. That's what they said I got, and you got to have some type of you low. Oh no.
That's already sad. So when he slapped you on the ass, like he did something, like he was proud of it.
Oh my
he was like,
God.
Ooh, yeah. I did that.
And girl, we had already taken out your name by the time we got to the end of the voicemail. We wanted it to be fresh. So we was like, I know she said take a name out. So let's just listen and take the name as we go. Then we get to the end and you say, fuck it. But I still don't want to tell everybody.
I don't either because the last thing I want is some Nazi coming for
right,
revenge.
But if you win, you're going to get your money. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. That is a horror story.
So much joy, and I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry. Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
And I'm sorry that gave me so much joy that day.
But what did we learn?
That was funny. Thank you for sharing that.
What did we learn from that situation?
I'm not saying leave these white boys alone.
I'm saying it.
No. We're not saying that. That is ignorant.
I'm telling my black queens.
No, Mikey, shut up. Shut up, Kanye. What I'm saying is,
Grand Rising Queens,
y'all need in these instances, you need dick pics. Just get them. But like with them holding the fork so that you know it ain't like some Google image that is them.
Oh, no.
Because that was dirty. Like, that's a lie. People are lying. You can't have me going in thinking one thing. And that's why he had you in the living room. And not the bedroom. Don't.
Nah, there's another lesson in this, ladies. Please make sure that you like ask to go to the bathroom or to check out some space before you get to doing.
Make sure you ain't
anything.
Got no bodies in there. Nobody tied up in the shower. He reenacts.
Did she say a rebel flag?
You really a Confederate
and
flag and a German flag.
He doubled up
and an old pictures, Mike. And
he's a LARPer.
And she realized it was him.
He LARPs.
Is that what it's called?
Live action role playing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
How do you not?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm into, like, different types of role-playing, but, like, LARPing is a whole nother... There's, you know, people that go to parks and dress in Confederate clothes.
Oh,
there are people who, like, reenact, like, war times.
He a serial killer waiting to happen. Because somebody gonna laugh one day. Mm. Somebody is gonna... It's not gonna be as gracious as you, and somebody gonna crack up and not just keep these thoughts in their head. And
it's fair to assume she's black, right?
Yes, Mike.
So, what? Anyway, okay, that's fine. I'm so sorry that you had to experience that. That's horrible.
That's so funny. I mean, she said it. She's crazy. Now, I'm stuck on the Confederate and German. And I just had some carrots today. And all I'm thinking about is the baby carrots. I gave Groot one. He spit it out. I almost slipped on it because it's still on the floor. And I just...
I don't think I needed that image.
That brought me so much joy. 6'5", that's tall. And you know it's bad when you call a white person Negro. Because girl, that was so great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. All right, y'all. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel like her accent also just made this big.
Right? Because she's so
country,
southern girl.
So southern. And I've been on Georgia Southern campus. I've seen these tall dudes that y'all...
Oh, no.
That's another thing, ladies. See, that's what y'all got to stop discriminating against short dudes.
You do. Kevin Hart talks about
being tall don't equate to, like, having something.
It don't.
Unless you me.
Mike.
What's next?
And the email. You're so stupid.
Randy.
No, I'm not doing
it. She said it was a carrot.
So, I'm not sure if we can say her name either. Y'all didn't say, and because they're relationship horror stories, I don't feel comfortable saying your name unless you give me... or Mikey permission in these emails.
All right, so give him a code name.
So we're going to call this person B.A. So she says, y'all, I'm not sure if it even counts as a relationship horror story or not, but here it is.
Shrug emoji.
So my cousin had a party that I met this dude. Now, backstory, my cousin's events are usually attended by, this is her words, people who often engage in illegal activity. So I'm usually just stopping through to say what's up and be out.
Got you. Cocaine and prostitution.
I was in college studying criminology and law studies, planning to be an attorney and work for the FBI at the time.
What?
Yeah, we're going to keep you anonymous. Okay, so he kept having my cousin reach out so I said, fine, we can go on a date. I lived on campus at an apartment, so I think we met there, and I trailed him so he didn't even know which apartment I lived in. We go on one date for lunch. We talk, and I'm not interested. Fast forward 2 weeks, police show up at my apartment, but I wasn't there, and they left a car with my roommate. Then they called and told me to come in and talk to them, but I had class and work, and the officer was rude and was like, be there or else, and hung up on me. Tuh, who the fuck did he think he was talking to? Needless to say, I didn't go. And the next day, they came to my job to, in quotes, interview me.
What is happening?
Why was this Negro shipping weed from Arizona and getting it shipped to his own house like a dummy? He told them I was the connect. My man didn't even know my last name, apartment, or nothing, but told them I was the connect. Sir, did you hope I actually sold drugs and you would get lucky? Anyways, that's my long-ass story. LOL. Oh, no. Y'all, these are good. These
that's
are so
fucked
good.
Up. Though. You can't call a girl that you was seeing for a little while a connect when you get caught up.
Why are people so stupid? Why is he shipping what to his own house?
Oh, well, that's common.
What?
Actually, You need context?
Your own house?
All right, so now here's the thing. This is what smart niggas do. If you feel like it, take this advice. If not, don't. Let's say that you have a... Mikey, no, you don't want me to...
Mikey.
I'm not giving you game on how to mule. You don't want
please
it.
Please stop.
No. Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Mikey. You really don't want to know.
Like, I don't.
I have some creative ways of life.
Can't... Thank you.
It was a previous life. I can't talk.
Are going to...
Nah, hold up. Because he tried to say that she...
Was a connect.
Yeah.
No. It ain't right. What happened? Can we get some... Follow up.
I would like a follow up to this story. Did you ever?
Did you have to go to court and laugh in his face? Can you send us a link to this? Is there an article? WSB TV.
Is this your way of trying to like cover your bases and make us all think that you wasn't really the connect? Are you the connect?
I believe that you weren't.
I don't know no more.
Mikey.
That sounds real convenient. You was dodging the police for how long?
Shut up.
She could have been doing mad shit during that time period.
Where's this other voicemail at? Jesus Christ. All right.
That's cold.
Voicemail number two.
Obviously, when you're like shipping weed from Arizona, you don't ship it to your own house. I'm sorry, I just had to add that in there because you don't use your own address for anything.
We don't even use our address. When we send our stuff to Patreon, it be blank. Not because we don't love y'all, but you know, like it's just
in case niggas try to ship weed through here. Your address is sacred. It's like a social security number. What are you doing?
We're going to get a P.O. box, okay?
He wanted to get caught. Them the type of niggas that love prison.
You know, some people yearn for confession.
And some so people, they do. They yearn for, like, holding another man for 10 to 15 years
and
three meals a day and limited outside time. And
structure?
Yeah. Sewing Tim's together. The off-brand ones. So and lugs, really. Not actually Tim's. License plate pressing. They still do that.
Do the voicemail.
Sharing showers.
And we hope.
Slipping on semen.
You enjoy.
Okay, so that just cut me off. I'm going to give you the short version. So, freshman year of college, a guy who I was crushing on in middle school hit me up, and we were going to go on a date during our shared fall break. Super cool, awesome, yay. And I actually ended up being late for the date because of this concert that my sister and I went to that was out of town. I was super nervous being around him because I had this monstrous crush on him, right? And when I get nervous, I get queasy. It's just a thing that happens, still happens to this day. Anyway, I go to pick him up because I'm the one with the car, and we go to see Zombieland, and I'm just like a ball of nerves. Movie's over. And I just kind of dart off to the bathroom. So I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm about to be sick. Yeah, totally threw up. Totally threw up in the movie theater bathroom. So I'm like, crap. So I'm like trying to play it cool. I like go to the sink and rinse out my mouth. I got breath mints. Like, I'm all right. Like, we can totally play this off. I'm probably super awkward anyway, so whatever. So I'm driving him home, and that feeling hits me again. Oh, no, please, no, anything but that. Y'all, it got to the point where I literally had to pull off the main road into the parking lot of a restaurant. So I thought I was about to throw up, and I did not. But... it was to the point where I might as well have, because I done pulled off the road, opened the car door, like, it was bad, y'all. I did not hear from him for a very long time after that. At least a year or some change, and when he did hit me up, I was dating someone else who will not be named. And, you know, that eventually ended, and so we started talking again, and we just got married this year. So that horror story where I secretly threw up / almost threw up, might as well have thrown up, I guess didn't have such a horrible ending. The end. Bye.
Wow.
Woman.
You know, I've read about these type of things in novels.
I'll let you comment first. I'm about to go left with this, though.
You were so nervous. You were nauseous and threw up.
That nauseous?
We got to talk about this.
We do. Cause
is that still a thing? I know who this is. I don't know if you want us to say your name, but I seriously want to know. Because you just got married. Mm-hmm. So, like, were you nervous?
Did you eat?
All right.
Earlier that day, like...
Do you have any coping skills for that? That's a serious question. Like, what do you do now?
Are you afraid of scary movies? Because Zombieland was a comedy.
No, I think that Zombieland. I'm thinking
like, was it the movie? Mixed
I think
in
it was her
date.
She really liked this dude. It was a big crush. And when she gets nervous, she gets nauseous.
So here's my thing. This sounds like a horror story for him. Imagine you about to take a girl out.
Oh no.
And she's super nauseous and throwing up, and you like, damn, she has no gag reflex. Can't even do it no more. That's why he ain't called.
Wait, did you just wait?
I know you don't listen to
me. I do listen to you. Did you just say that he realized she didn't have a gag reflex?
No, because she can't hold it in. She's just out here throwing up
all
willy-nilly.
Some dudes like to be thrown up on.
Some dudes. That wasn't his bag. He wanted to know if you could hold it in first.
The trick is to act like you gag it. They don't fucking know.
But she really will, though.
But they don't
And throw
know.
Up a popcorn and like, all that. And that's not what I want when like I get hit in the movie.
They just like the noise. You don't even got to be on it. Just like,
don't want your slushy, your icy coming up during the Zombieland shootout.
That was. Thank you for sharing that with us. That was a whirlwind. Well, why he wait a year to hit you up? There must
because
have been
then
something.
He thought about it. He was like, damn, she was still cute. She was throw uppy, but she was cute.
He thought about it and was like, I do like to be thrown up on.
Mm.
But too bad.
You missed this opportunity.
Right. He should have gave you a chance.
My husband like when I throw up.
Oh, no. Shut up. Thank you so much for sharing that. All
we
right.
appreciate it. You know what? That made me think about something.
What?
I was on a date.
Well, who?
In the movies. A girl who mm-hmm. will not be named. Mm-hmm. You know who it is.
Who?
One of my exes.
That one?
Yeah. So I just be trying to talk.
I be want to know.
She was in the movies. And like,
especially when you be bringing up stuff that we didn't talk in production.
Yeah, nah, because this just remind me. Like, you know how you just get nervous and sometimes some people get throw up-y, some people are gassy.
Did she poop? Did you poop? Like, did you pass gas? Because your farts were foul. She should have never messed with you.
She just kept coming.
No. Wait, you pooped while she was giving you head? Mike.
What's the next story?
Mike.
Is this an email for me?
See, I'm going to tell you something. You got one time. That'd be the last time. That'd be the last. Lord.
I was like, ooh, wait a minute. Hold up.
You gotta
wait for it to pass. Wait for it to pass.
Stop.
Ooh, great. Doing too much. Whoa.
You stupid. Okay.
Which one you want me to do?
This next one. You see it?
All right.
I don't know. Don't say your name. Unless you see somewhere it says, do say your name.
All right, so I'm gonna give this one a code name. I'm gonna call
it says,
this
look
person.
At the sign.
Huh?
Look at how she signed it off.
Oh, okay. So this person is gonna be known as the Bride of the Red Wedding.
Okay.
And because we're nerds, we actually know that reference. That is a Game of Thrones reference.
And it was probably one of the best seasons. And it
was
ended
not.
It like
Randy lied to me. I still thought Ned was gonna be king at this point.
Mike, you know you did it.
No,
he
I
was
didn't.
Dead.
He was, but then I thought that
he died the first episode.
That I thought his son second. Was gonna be the king.
Mike, one of his sons were.
They killed everybody, except the one person who should have died.
Can you,
Got you. Hey, y'all. I'm just going to jump into the story. So I'm out on a date with this guy I've been talking to for a little bit. Everything is going great. Nice conversation. Good food. The whole nine. We decide to go back to his place because the girl has needs.
Oh, no.
And it had been about 5 months.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's like 5 years.
That's worse. Especially if you ain't pregnant. I got no reason to not do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta stop being so stingy with the pussy.
Wait,
the
shut
night
up.
Goes great, and we go to ground.
My mom is here. It is really late, and she's listening to the episode. She's like,
It was very well timed.
It was timely.
The night goes great. Sorry about that. And we go to grab lunch the next afternoon. Like, did you sleep over? That's unclear.
Okay, yeah, it is unclear. Okay,
we're sitting
ahead.
In the restaurant, talking about what we're doing after we finish our lunch. Are we going to take a walk, go watch a movie, go back to his house? All of a sudden, I get this feeling, and I know it's about to be bad. He notices the panic in my face and asks, what's wrong? I think my period just started. Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
It had ended a few days earlier, so I was confused. He made my period come back.
Oh no, he hit. Oh, did I not? That, oh,
he made
no.
my period come back on from the night before. He goes, okay, we can leave. Y'all, I stand up and I am covered.
Oh no.
I've never been so mortified in my life. I had on a light blue dress
oh,
and I
no.
just knew I had to throw it away when I got home.
A whole bunch of milk. I think milk gets out blood. Okay, go ahead.
He pays, stands up, and tells me to walk in front of him so no one else sees my dress.
Well, that's very kind.
He walks to his car, and he puts napkins down on his seat, drives me to CVS to wash off a little, and takes me home. If I wasn't chocolate, I would have been the color of a tomato. So embarrassed. Luckily, it didn't scare him away, and we've been together for almost 4 years.
Oh.
Signed, The Bride of the Red Wedding.
That's, girl.
That's a great ending.
It was.
Because that could have went left.
But I'm happy that it did it. That is so nice.
But that is a horror story.
It is. We've all been there in some form or fashion.
Not all dudes handle that properly.
I mean, yeah, because men are stupid.
But
I mean,
that's the thing. There's only one way to handle it. You have to immediately jump into, all right, I don't want her to embarrass herself anymore. Yeah. She already feels bad. So let me help. Yeah. That's how you're supposed to respond.
Yeah.
I've seen the opposite.
Of course you have.
Like, what's wrong with this bitch? You don't know how to take care of yourself. Are people who have done. Y'all,
it's hard being a girl.
Like, okay? I've seen.
And these cycles don't care about us, just like these babies don't. Okay?
But smart dudes will recognize that.
Yeah.
Which is why his response was, no, I got you.
And this is how y'all stay together. That's really, thank you.
Did y'all only stay together because he held that over your head? tell me why.
The voicemail.
Is that what made the 4 years?
Next. And.
Greetings. Y'all know who this is. This is your lovely sister, Brianna. I am calling to leave a dating horror story that just happened yesterday. And y'all know about this. So I recently began dating because I'm tired of dealing with the same people. And clearly my way of dating is the wrong way of dating. So I began to online date. And I met this guy and went on a date together. Date was great. It was fine. But before the date, I decided, tell my girlfriends where I'm going so they know I'm being safe. I called my best friend. I called my work wife. I called my sister, but she didn't pick up. The work wife and my best friend, they picked up, but Randy did not pick up. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just send a text to her and my mom on my way there. So at this point of me sending the text, I'm rushing. I'm rushing to get to the car because I'm supposed to be meeting this guy at 7 and it's 6:40 and I have to go all the way to Brookhaven. So I'm quickly packing the text, locking my door, get in my car, and I send it. Now, before I send it, I just clicked on a random group chat text and I thought it was just my mom and my sister. Well, clearly it was not. It was to my whole family. So when I pressed in, I saw 8 people in the group chat. 8. And of those 8 people were my grandfather, my 2 aunts, my younger cousins, my brother, my mom, and my sister. I don't know if that's all 8 people, but that's enough. So yes, the day ended up great. I got made fun of. My grandfather mentioned me grabbing a TV from him. I guess that was his way of showing me like I'm gonna need a man to help me. But yeah. That was hard. It was tough. I'm still embarrassed. All right. I love y'all. You're welcome. Bye.
So this was actually the first horror story we got this year. Like, this was months ago. And it was funny, y'all.
It was. Nah, this would set us on this whole track of, like, wanting to really do this episode.
I mean, we knew we were doing really short stories, but
doing it more. Like, this is what made us push a little harder and actually ask y'all in advance. So here's the thing. Here's what's wrong with the situation, right? You know, sometimes girls like to like send their girls pictures of their outfits, like before they go see a dude, or like, ooh, I just tried on this like lingerie. I don't know if your group does this. But like, you know, send pictures of you in like your underwear. Like, ooh, I just got this for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, imagine if you sent that message
to the group, to the family chat,
to your grandfather.
And grandpa responded like, hey, you got, so does that mean you got somebody to come pick up this TV? Like, y'all, it was so funny. And the only reason I didn't pick up is that I think we were getting Drew and her daycare doesn't allow phones. There was something going on.
That was funny.
Anyway.
So naturally, it's not even just the people in the group chat that see this message. Like, Randy showed me the phone. And because I wasn't part of the message, I replied through Randy's phone in the message. Like, good luck. Be safe.
Y'all, it was funny. Thank you, Bree, for sharing.
We appreciate you.
And kudos to you to being the first one to respond. All right, so we have an email from T. And this email says, call me T. Yes, Mikey, you see my real name. Be cool. I got warrants. I kid.
Got you. Nah, I'm stopping.
Anyway, Mikey.
What?
This relationship horror story involves my now husband and my ex-boyfriend. I'm the listener who married her old cut buddy. I remember that email. All I have to say is God got jokes. Okay, so I met this guy first week freshman year of college, and we dated all that year. Well, we broke up during the summer, and I began my hoe phase with my now husband. But for some strange reason, I was still going back and forth with my ex-boyfriend. Well, after, let's say, 3 months of juggling these niggas, my ex finds out I was messing with my now husband and lost it. We were at my apartment one night, and I noticed he was acting funny. Clarify, this is the ex I'm talking about. So I think nothing of it and go take a shower. I get out the shower. The ex is gone, but he left a cryptic note saying something along the lines of, "What's done in the dark, blah, blah, blah." So I call him. He doesn't answer. About 30 minutes later, my now husband calls going nuts. Why did my ex walk from my apartment to my now husband's apartment and ask him, were we messing around? Mind you, this was not a road you just see people walking along, and it was raining. Stupid. Because I forgot to mention my husband was a football player and lived with 3 other players on the team. They're about to kill him, the ex. Oh, did I mention he was sleeping with someone else and I was cool about it? But me, I'm supposed to be the saint?
Basically.
Nigga, please.
Oh, shit.
But he wouldn't let me go. Another guy I talked to, the ex went to his job, a grocery store, and threatened him with a tire iron and wouldn't leave the guy's job. He called my grandma and told her I was a hoe.
What?
And a terrible person. What? When I say this nigga was the dramatics, I don't know what it was about me, but that ex was nuts. Funny thing is, we're really good friends now. Him and my husband are really cool.
Absolutely not.
Y'all crazy. Hell, I'm saying y'all
imagine
suck.
Calling somebody grandma and saying,
first of all, you didn't call my mama. You called my grandma.
Your granddaughter a hoe.
Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing. That was
could
funny.
You imagine if I called your grandmother? Either of them.
That would be everywhere.
That would be funny.
That would be everywhere.
This unsanctified nigga.
Oh, no. He want to make sure you held accountable. That's crazy.
No, you got to feel this. We still threatening people with tire irons?
I need context. How are we all still cool?
How are y'all what still happened? Cool at this point?
Please. It ain't our business, but
just
come on.
Just for fun. Tell you me just... that your husband actually stomped this nigga out at some point.
And then it was like.
And now y'all friends because of it. Because the stomping out was so funny.
Is this dude married now?
Absolutely not. I doubt it. I'm going to answer for you.
You don't know that. Please, T.
Let us know.
Context.
I bet you $5, Tina.
Thank you for submitting that. Girl,
that was a good
one. I wasn't expecting that. Y'all, we didn't read these in advance or listen in advance because we wanted it to be like raw.
We wanted it to be fresh.
Yeah.
And so, it was. Yeah. How okay. You go pull up on a...
I thought I had like... something, but I don't feel like doing it.
No, what? No, Randy wanted to share a story.
Okay. So I heard about this story on Twitter. I was on Twitter before I started working and, you know, trying to do something mindless before I couldn't be mindless anymore in the middle of the day. And I heard about this woman who's, they were about to get married and this groom forced himself on one of the bridesmaids at the celebration before the wedding and is now facing sexual assault charges. But they still got married.
What?
And so... the news goes, police say Daniel Carney sexually assaulted the bridesmaid in a locker room after she got drunk and blacked out during a celebration for the bride and groom.
Oh, no.
The bride went into the locker room and the sexual assault ended when the bride and groom got into a physical fight. Surveillance video shows the woman who looked extremely unsteady on her feet being pulled into the locker room by Carney, police say. In a call between Carney and his accuser that investigators were given permission to listen in on, Carney admits to leading her into the locker room and apologizes multiple times. Police say Carney also told them he did take advantage of the bridesmaid. The couple still went through with the wedding, according to one of Carney's friends.
Randy.
They seemed fine. I never heard any rowdiness going on, said Brenda Gilbert, Carney's neighbor. So I wanted to share this story because it is horrible. And I was on Twitter and I was just like, oh no, oh no. And then everyone kept retweeting, but she still married him, but she still married him. And I'm like, this is where really wanting to be married as opposed to really wanting to be humane and a good person.
Oh God.
It's just, this is insane.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not insane.
Mikey.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not. And I could be wrong.
Mikey.
But are they white?
Mikey, you've got to stop. I don't know. I don't know. But Randy, quite honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they were black.
What?
I really wouldn't.
Well, we got to do the Googles. Mikey's... What's the name?
Daniel Carney.
Daniel Carney?
Yes. He is definitely white.
I was just going to leave that alone right there.
But I wouldn't be surprised again if they're... I mean, listen. Men like this in general. Mm-hmm. Men like this. All of y'all.
That is a generally specific description. Go ahead.
Are in every group. Okay?
It's true.
And to me, it sounded plausible for whoever, because we all know that grandpa that got 50 million kids in the neighborhood. I don't know if all of them was by consent.
I don't know that grandpa.
All of them. I'm just saying. They got kids across the state. It wasn't until
I moved out here, I started hearing those stories.
It's a southern thing. I think it's a northern thing too. But these Rolling Stones and these men out here it's crazy. It was so sad. And when I read that she still married him, I was just like, oh no, do people know about this?
Hypothetically, this happens at our wedding. You still marrying me?
Mikey, first of all.
But I'm just curious. Because this type of shit is insane.
Mikey, no.
How do you still say your vows after that? Like, how do you still... Is it because in your mind... Well, that was before our wedding, so it wasn't real.
Oh, no.
Like, how do you qualify
it's
that?
It's awful. First of all, I was very intentional about my bridesmaids and about who was in the wedding. I didn't want a whole bunch of girls that I wouldn't talk to. And, you know, that almost worked. I got three people. Why are you... I got three
and
people.
That is our relationship horror story.
You got three people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that... So, like, I was very intentional. These are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
These are my family members.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you blinking at
me? I'm listening to your story. Please continue.
And so, the fact that your friend, your bridesmaid, someone you asked me this wedding, was not only raped, but raped by your spouse, is awful. And I don't want to sit at her table or be her friend. Because you're so not... Much. No! That is crazy.
Way to wrap this one up.
So that's the relationship horror story that I want to just inform everybody about. If you got any more info, please shoot me an email or like a email on Instagram, which is DM, or send us the email. And y'all know I'll probably read it first and read it out loud to Mikey.
Engagement. Be on the look. All right. So I guess we should pick a winner, or you want to announce it at the end of the episode?
We'll announce at the end.
All right.
Well, what should we do now?
Now we're going to make y'all listen to this ad from Patreon.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's going to buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's going to buy you a diamond ring.
The Black Believe in Marriage Patreon features additional content like Randy's blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer, my daddy journals, additional mini and bonus episodes, early access to what's going on with our family, unedited episodes, exclusive pictures, production notes, and more. If this sounds like something you might be into, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. If you can't commit to a monthly membership, though...
Mikey, just finish the
and
ad.
Just don't got it like that. But would still love to help. You can rate us, share us with your people.
What is wrong with you?
Because we really have just been moving along like we don't got sound effects.
We hope like, y'all like these. This is Mikey's really idea. But I thought it was a great idea.
I thought it would be fun. It's Halloween themed.
So if you can't commit to $3 a month.
Yes, share us with your people.
Yes.
We also accept Amazon gift cards at blackmillmare@gmail.com.
Any amount.
Yep, that's blackmillmare@gmail.com.
I will kill you.
Fight or flight. All right. It's my go.
Let's go. What you got?
So, y'all know I just started work this week.
First week of work.
The job.
Woo!
Now, I started work on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I gave Mikey, my mom, his mom, and the daycare my work number.
On like Wednesday, number. Right?
Yeah, on Wednesday. And told them to call if they had emergencies. Emergencies only.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, emergencies are important and I'm having my phone on Do Not Disturb because I'm serious about this job.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be on my phone.
You don't need to be bothered. Right. Understandable.
So, Mikey proceeds to call my office number. on Thursday. And at first, it takes me a minute to realize that it's him, because my phone is, while it's set up, it's still saying the last girl's name after the phone number. So I'm like, wait, I know his number, but why does it say Celeste at the end? You know, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, this is weird. Everybody in my office turns to look at me, because apparently this phone don't ring. It never rings. And me being here has caused it to ring.
This is the first time your phone rang?
Yes.
Had nobody else in the family called you?
No. Anymore?
Okay. Yeah.
I pick up the phone and I say, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mikey. Babe, gotta go pick up Drew. She having blue poop. They said she got a blue stool. I need a car seat. Gotta come get it. Text me your address. I'm like, what? What? Can't talk about it. On the way. You know? I'm driving. Text me the address. I'll see you shortly. I say, okay. I hang up the phone. I explain myself to my coworkers because they're trying to figure out why I'm Randy on the office phone at work. Everybody's confused about this blue stool thing. I'm Googling. They Googling. I'm trying to figure out what could make blue stool. It mm-hmm. sounds like it's just food. I'm like, oh my God, my baby got cancer. I'm scared.
Oh my God.
I'm scared.
Ugh.
So.
What is your fight?
My fight is, you come and you get, we switch cars because I took mm-hmm. Mikey's car to work. And he had my car because he was cleaning and stuff, being a very good husband. We switch cars. He goes to pick up this baby. He sends me a text. Hey, it wasn't a blue stool, in quotes. It was a loose stool. And I'm trying to figure out how you got blue and loose mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say in your fight how that happened.
How you know I'm not going to fly it?
Because you are.
I don't want to fight this. I don't want to fight you.
Mikey.
I want to love you.
That's not the point of fight or flight. Love me in PDA.
It's true.
It was an emergency. So
it was
now
an emergency.
We switched the rules.
Okay.
Drew or someone.
Nah, before we get to that, I'm fighting.
Has to be dead, dying, or bleeding before you.
Because
call
you just made
call.
Me sound like nuts right now, and Mikey, they need context.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Boom. I'm driving in the car. Mikey. I just finished washing Randy's car, and vacuuming it, and doing my duties as a husband to make sure her car clean, because it ain't been clean.
Because we've been renting it out
almost a year.
You know,
even before we was renting it out,
it has not been a year.
It might be two. It's been a very long time. I don't think Randy really cleaned the car since she bought it. So I'm vacuuming and I'm picking up stuff.
You know what?
I found old condom wrappers from college.
No,
there's a lot going on.
I didn't even have that car in college.
Excuse
me,
this is my part.
Mikey.
I'm telling the story.
I bought that car after I graduated.
May I speak? I think I have the talking stick.
I had graduated. I had been out of school for like 6 months.
I feel like we're not respecting each
other. Okay. If you're going to lie, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, old condom wrappers. It was Durex wrappers. Randy was fucking around with little dick niggas.
Mikey!
So, anyway, I clean up. I'm driving in the car, and I get a call from an unknown number. I don't answer unknown numbers.
He don't, but he has a child, so he should answer all
numbers. So now I have to answer all numbers. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, something in my spirit said answer this one, because it didn't look like the Sally Mae number. And it didn't look
the Wells Fargo number.
It didn't say 1-877. It didn't say
1-844.
It was a 770 number.
Oh, okay, okay.
But you know, they tried to trick us up with that.
Yes, because it could be a bill, but with your area code.
So what I do is mm-hmm. normally I'll answer it. I give somebody like 2 seconds to speak. If they don't speak, then I hang it up because mm-hmm, I don't mm-hmm. want no more voicemails because mm-hmm. my mailbox is almost full. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hanging up on other people. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I open it. I say, hello. I was about to turn the phone away without listening, but they said, hello. I was like, oh shit. It's like, yes, who is this? He was like, it's Miss So-and-so from the daycare. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Is my daughter okay? Well, you know, we need you to come up here. She's not feeling like herself. She hasn't been acting well. And, you know, her teacher said she has a blue stool.
Mm-hmm.
So we need you to come up there. I was like, okay, what's going on? I just need some more clarification. She was like, okay, well, I'll just put you on with her teacher. Teacher gets the phone. I was like, so she's having a blue stool? What's going on? What did she eat today? They were like, yeah, so she had so-and-so, the cereal, this, 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 and this. She's just not acting like herself. You know, we wanted you to like come in. I was like, say no more. I'm coming to get my child.
Mm-hmm.
So I call you because you have my car. It has the car seat in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have to communicate with you
mm-hmm.
and also get my point across quickly, mm-hmm. I convey everything in that one message. Mm-hmm. Hey, need the car seat. Drew having blue poop. Gotta go pick up this baby. I'll give you more details when I pull up. And I'm going to call my mother to make sure they ain't feed her nothing that would make her poop blue.
Mm-hmm.
Call my mom. After I get off the phone with Randy, mom's like, nah, I just gave her a banana. I was like, all right, that's never made blue poop. Let's move on to the next thing. I was like, I'm trying to figure out what pen that Drew ate at some point. If it's cancer, that did cross my mind too, actually. So I'm not really mm-hmm. judging you, but you probably stayed on that for a while.
Mikey.
But I don't understand how blue poop from cancer.
I don't know. Okay. She's 7 months.
She old enough to
things happen.
Anyway, baby cancer is not funny.
No.
What is funny, though, is when I get there, I pull up. Now I'm able to get further details. So the first question I asked to the lady at the front desk. So what's going on? It's blue. What did they eat today? Her teacher's in the classroom. Go check in with them. I get to the classroom. I walk in. I say, hey, Miss Caroline. This is the first name I give away. I was like, what's going on? Is she okay? She was like, yeah, Angel's sleeping right over here. I walk in. This child is light-skinned. Didn't tell you this part. What? I'm like, that's not Drew. And she looked down and was like, oh, that's not. It was Zoe. I was like, what is
Zoe? Where is my, not my child? Baby.
I was like, okay, so is she in the other room?
Oh, no.
I get her bottles because I'm already in there. Mm-hmm. I put on my shoes. I had to take off my shoes before I walked in the room. So now yes. I put my Tims back on. I walk to the other room.
Y'all, he wearing Tims. Just so y'all know, it's still a little hot down here, but okay, you putting your boots on.
It's the winter.
Okay.
Year round for me.
Got it. Go ahead.
Tims are an all year shoe.
Okay, so you find Drew.
I just feel like I need to be clear about
and
that.
And what happens?
No, before I find her, I walk to the other classroom, kick off my shoes again, then I walk into the room.
Uh-huh.
So I see the teacher. I was like, so what's going on? Someone finally tell me. So she's having blue poop? What's happening? Well, she just wasn't feeling really well. Randy, this is now the fourth time that I've asked about blue poop.
Mikey.
I was like, so it's blue? And she was like, no, it's loose.
So what was you doing to hear blue? So,
Randy, I asked everyone walking into the building. I don't even know what to tell you. Everyone has now continued conversation when I've clearly said the word blue.
I said blue. They probably think you're smoking. No.
You have told me
you
on the phone.
No, they're trying
blue.
To figure out what we do for a living.
Anyway.
How are we able to pay for daycare?
I asked the teacher. I was like, oh, it's just loose? Oh, she fine. Why y'all call me about it?
Because they needed some babies to get
picked
up.
I was like, okay, so she's okay. It's probably just teething.
Yes.
She had took her temperature. She was at 99. I was like, okay, this is pretty normal. We've done this before now.
Yes.
And when I'm holding Drew at this point. Drew is acting perfectly fine. I was like, I had to come up here for this. My baby happy. She happy to see me. She obviously only did this shit so she can get out of school early. Like a Chapman. That's just what you do.
So you fighting or you flighting?
I'm arguing with you because you mad at me because they told me blue.
But I'm arguing.
I done walked past three people in this building who also still heard blue and did not say anything or change their verbiage or anything. So honestly, I'm fighting with you. Here's why. When I got the call, my phone was connected to the speaker in Randy's car. Randy's car speakers ain't as good as my car speakers. So they could have very well said loose, but the bass from the blown speaker in the back seat said blue.
Mikey.
So this is Randy's fault. So are you fighting or flying?
I am done with you.
You can't be. You'll never
this
be
is not your
me.
Fight. You don't get to fight or flight.
Is this going to be a fight or flight?
You call work for some loose running
stool. You
going to
fix these speakers
so
or not?
You are fleeing.
It's really not that expensive. It's like $16.
Got it.
Flea market.
What?
Glenwood. Right off 285.
Mikey.
I can go with you if you like.
I don't want
can pick out some
your
really
help.
Good ones. Oh, okay. So you're going to find out yourself. So Mikey. You are going to go get your
And that's my fight. So now we have a new rule. Mikey doesn't call unless someone we know is dead, dying, or bleeding. And, from now on, just call my phone because you are on my favorite contacts.
Yes, but that rule is not going into effect until Randy buys new speakers. Can we come to agreement on that?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right, good. I'm really glad that we could do this and work this out as a couple and as a family. Marriage is about compromise.
PDA.
And I'm glad you all got to hear that compromise.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in. That includes a Nectar mattress, mattress protector, cooling pillows and sheet set, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com and get hugged.
PDA, show first.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you made mention of it during our fight.
Mm-hmm.
That I won, by the way. I just want to make that clear. But this week was your first week back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm extremely proud of you. And I feel like I need to continually tell you how proud of you I am so you don't forget.
Thank you.
How proud of you I always am. You came home.
I did.
From work.
Mm-hmm.
To parenting work.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are now.
Here. Yeah.
And it's just something that we have to do. And this is something that we're all new to and that we're getting used to. But I'm trying my best to be a really good partner mm-hmm. for you during this process. But I'm extremely happy that you have taken on this role, that you enjoy the work that you do. I bought you a small bottle of Hennessy.
He did.
To celebrate.
Y'all, it's the hood rat in me. Just want to be with my friends and I want to do hood rat stuff. Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. It was only, you know, $13. Felt good. Mm-hmm. I had it.
You did.
You figured it would put a smile on your face.
It did.
It did. But this isn't like the end of the celebrations. Like, I really am just really happy for you because I understand the feeling now of like finding work that you actually enjoy.
Yeah.
That also, you know, pays for like life. It's different. It's different.
You're right.
It's just good to see you like this.
Thank you.
Because you are changing.
You said that.
Yeah, your eyes getting a little lighter. Oh, skin clearing up.
The screen. You know.
No, it's your eyes. Your brighter.
Brighter. Eyes. Oh, yes. Brighter eyes.
Oh, complimenting not, your eyes.
No, thank you.
This is what's happening right now. I love you, and I'm very happy that you have this. I'm very happy that this opportunity made its way into your life. You deserve this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My PDA is very similar to yours. You've been really great this week. I mean, you are a parent, so like you've been parenting, but you've been taking the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's closer to Drew's crib.
Yep, fucking up my back. Continue. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Because you say you can't hear her in our bed.
I can't.
You
know, we live in a wind tunnel.
Okay. We share the same bed. I hear her fine, but you don't hear her well.
No, you have great hearing and great eyesight. I'm blind and deaf.
Oh, okay. So you're back on the sofa. You're on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been coming home to like parenting things, but I've mm-hmm. also been crashing because this is my first time back at work in over a year, mm-hmm. working a 40-hour week. And so it's very different than being at home doing podcast stuff and some freelance writing. It's just very
and
different.
Dealing with those deliveries from Arizona. I get it. Yeah.
Mikey, shut.
No, continue. I'm sorry. Randy was never a part of this life.
Anyway, thank you so much for just, you know, taking off for the team this week, picking Drew up every day, dropping her off every day, sleeping on the sofa so you can hear her in the middle of the night so that I can just get accustomed to being back at work. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. It's I have no not... problem sacrificing my spine.
I know.
And blood clots.
I know.
And comfortable sleep.
Like, you can get back
away
on the bed.
From my wife. I can't. It's too far
What if we get a baby
away?
Monitor and put it right? What if we get a baby monitor?
That so could help, actually. We're getting Malaya walkie-talkies for Christmas, so.
We are.
Yeah, let's get a baby monitor.
Okay.
Which is weird to have right in the room next to you, is.
Well, Mike, you're the one who said you can't hear. Anyway, that's my PDA. I love you to death. You're good people.
I love you, too. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're gonna get through everything together.
All right, y'all. I love you. That's our episode. We hope you enjoy. Before we leave, we do want to announce our winner.
Oh, yeah. So, our winner is... Wait, hold up. We got to find a sound effect for a drum roll.
Mikey.
I can still roll my tongue, babe. Yes.
So we decided All right, so that Daryl wins.
Daryl.
Y'all.
Wins.
But
before we get to our runner-up, we have to acknowledge our winner. Sir, you sold your house.
Yeah, I mean, y'all.
And your car.
It was a whirlwind.
And you put your dog to sleep. If not, I would never say that. You shouldn't have done that. But obviously, you gave your dog away for a couple of weeks because you needed to start over.
Lost so many people.
I don't know what to tell you other than you are a great human being. And we really appreciate that story from you, sir.
It was great.
But runner-up goes to
you. Yeah, oh,
it was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It had
much.
Everything that we needed. So we will be giving something to both of
there
you.
There were plot twists. We were just, I wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't expecting I was having sex with a Nazi the whole time.
A Nazi that reenacts.
A Nazi carrot that reenacts. Wait, carrot implies big. A Nazi baby carrot. A Nazi rebel baby carrot? That LARPs?
Thank you both for sharing. Thank you everyone else who made this episode possible. We really appreciate y'all.
We hope that y'all enjoyed this. Again, we are going on a break.
We are, yes.
And while we'll be missing you, we hope that you enjoy this episode and go ahead and listen back to some of your favorites.
Join our Patreon. We got many episodes.
Because Patreon's
still
getting episodes while we're away.
So we'll be on break for the public, but Patreon will still be getting stuff. Mm-hmm, so, you know, if you really, really miss us, you should come join.
We'll be back in December with some fire content.
Updates like this time. No more new episodes, though. That's it. y'all got these indies and these long episodes because we love y'all and we've really been enjoying it. But now we're going to take the time to really better what we're already doing. So thank you.
And heal ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. And just breathe and enjoy each other because I miss my wife.
Yeah, I miss you, babe. And we really appreciate y'all. So please continue to leave us feedback while we're on break so we can know what you're thinking. Let us know what you think about this episode and the sound effects.
Because this was really fun to do.
It was.
I mean, it was fun. This was a fun one. I know that these sound effects is like really odd that we just go from hearing somebody getting murdered to...
But it's Halloween. So, as always, y'all, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When we come to see the teddy bear here to play, if you don't come play with us, then we will kill you.
Former hoes unite.
If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper.
I dig it. We're good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what soap is. I'm sipping talent.